This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal AP Singh, has said that India downed 5 fighter aircrafts of Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Speaking at the 16th Air Chief Elim Khatre Lekuri in Bengaluru today, the Chief of the Air Staff said 5 Pakistan Air Force aircrafts and 1 Awaz aircraft were put down by India. Speaking in detail along with video footage, he said they have downed at least 5 fighter aircraft and 1 large aircraft, which could either be an Irlint aircraft or an AEW&C aircraft. The Air Chief Marshal informed that the jets were taken down at a distance of about 300 kilometers, which he added is the largest ever recorded surface to air kill that one can talk about. He also mentioned about attacks on Shahbaz Jacobabad airfield being destroyed by Indian missiles, where some aircrafts like F-16 were damaged. The annual defense production has soared to an all-time high figure of 1,51,000 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25. The milestone represents a robust 18% growth over the previous fiscal's output of 1,27,000 crore rupees. Lauding the milestone, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh hailed it as a clear indicator of strengthening defence industrial base. In a social media post, the Defence Minister also commended the Defence Ministry's Department of Defence Production and other stakeholders. In Uttarakhand, large-scale relief and rescue operations are being carried out in the disaster-affected Dharali Harsil area of Uttarkashi district. A significant number of rescue personnel are engaged in the mission, supported by aerial services, modern technology and equipment. So far, 775 people have been rescued. State DGP Dipam Seth conducted a field inspection of the disaster-affected area and said the priority is to find the missing people as soon as possible.
In the disaster-hit Dharali Harsil area, rescue efforts for pilgrims and local residents are ongoing with the support of Army, NDRF, SDRF, police and local administration. Essential relief materials are being airlifted to the affected areas via helicopters. Additionally, all efforts are being made on war footing to restore electricity, water supply, healthcare and road connectivity. Army personnel are also working tirelessly to construct the Bailey Bridge at Limchagar. The health department is fully alerted in the affected areas with a team of specialist doctors providing medical aid to those impacted. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 army jawans who were critically injured in the ongoing anti-terror operation in Akhal forest area of Kulgam district have succumbed to injuries as the operation entered its 9th day today. The gunfight had begun on 1st of this month. An army spokesperson from Srinagar-based Chinar Corps identified the slain soldiers as Lance Naik Pritpal Singh and Sipoy Harminder Singh. In Maharashtra, the anti-narcotics cell carried out raids in Malad, Jogeshwari, Dadar and Navi Mumbai, resulting in the seizure of over 4 kg of methadone valued at more than 10 crore rupees. 5 individuals, including 2 foreign nationals, were arrested during the raids. Investigations indicate that the accused were involved in the distribution of methadone across various parts of Mumbai. The Election Commission has declared the epic number on the voter identity card shown by Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav during a press conference on 2nd August as a fake document. The Electoral Registration Officer, ERO, of the Dhiga Assembly constituency is also the Sardar Subdivisional Officer, has directed Tejaswi Yadav to deposit the said voter identity card at the Commission's office by 5 p.m. on August 16th. Earlier, the ERO has issued 2 notices to Tejaswi Yadav in this matter, directing him to submit the concerned voter ID card. However, Tejaswi Yadav did not respond. Following this, the ERO of Dhiga took this action. The festival of Raksha Bandhan, celebrating the cherished bond between brothers and sisters, is being observed across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings and best wishes to all citizens. The President said the holy festival promotes harmony and spirit of unity in the society and signifies the unique bond of love and trust between brothers and sisters. The President urged the countrymen to take a pledge to build a prosperous country where every woman feels safe and can actively contribute to the development of the nation. In Bihar, state government has provided women and girls students with free travel facilities in Road Transport Corporation buses today and tomorrow. In Punjab, women and girls are tying rakhis to the brave soldiers of the Border Security Force. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.